Hello and welcome to Colonial America Podcast. Our names are
Jessica
and Binta. In this podcast, we're going to cover all the topics about the early New England colonies. The topics we are going to cover are: what was the most important thing to the Puritans? Who was Roger Williams and why was he banished from Massachusetts? Who were the first Massachusetts people? And why Native Americans burned and destroyed the English colonies?
The most important thing for the Puritans.
What was important to the Puritans was the Bible and changing the church laws.
Who was Roger Williams and why did he banish from Massachusetts?
Roger Williams was a Puritan minister, theologian, and author who found Rhode Island. He was banished from Massachusetts colony because he believed he could tolerate people with different religious views, beliefs, and behaviors.
Who were the first people in Massachusetts?
The first people who landed in Massachusetts were the Pilgrims. They sailed in the boat, the Mayflower, from England.
Why did Native Americans burn and destroy the colonies?
Native Americans burned to destroy the colonies because they were furious when their land was taken away and made into an English colony. So this is the end of our podcast. We hope you liked it. Until next time.
Bye.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. So our names are Joshua and Lisa. We're in the fifth grade at ASB. We will be talking about colonial government. Lisa, how did values shape colonial government?
Each of the 13 colonies had a charter or a written agreement between the colonies and the King of England or Parliament. Charters of royal colonies provided for direct rule by the king. A colonial legislature was elected by property-holding males.
Now, what were colonial assemblies and what role did they play in governing the colonial?
The colonial government in the 13 colonies of the North America shared many attributes. While each of the 13 colonies destined to become the original United States had its own unique history and development. Many common features and patterns emerged in their governing institutions and operations.
Okay. Why were colonists on the road to self-government?
The governors were appointed by the king and had almost complete authority in theory. The legislatures controlled the salary of the governor and often used this influence to keep governors in line with colonial wishes.
How did colonial towns solve their own problems?
The colonies were bursting with growth by 1750. The British government had almost left the colonies alone to solve their own problems. Because of this, Americans learned how to govern themselves. The assemblies that were elected had the power to pass laws, create taxes, and decide how the colonies' tax money should be spent.
Okay. So finally, each of the 13 colonies has a character.
A charter.
Colonial government in the 13 colonies in North America shared many attributes. Each 13 colonies had an agreement. The 13 colonies were busting with growth by 1750. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
welcome to the Colonial Time Podcast. So, my name is Miriam, and today I'm going to ask my friend Jonathan some questions. This podcast will all be about colonial economics.
Hi.
So, what influenced the development of colonial economics, Jonathan?
Economic regulations. But as the colonies matured, the British authorities passed a series of laws called partners.
Oh, but what happened after England imposed taxes on trade goods?
People revolted in different ways. Boycotts, protests, violence, etc. Anything to get back at the British was done. And the main reason they were upset is because they were being taxed without representation. Empowerment.
That's really bad. But why did ship owners keep the ship filled with cargoes on every ledge of the voyage?
The journey became more efficient over the centuries. While average transatlantic journeys of the early 16th century lasted several months, by the 19th century, the crossing often required fewer than 6 weeks.
So thank you, Jonathan, for answering those questions. And hope you guys learned about what influenced the development of the colonial economies and what happened after the English imposed taxes. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Bye. Thank you.
Colonial Life Podcast. Our names are Natsena and Osian. We are both in the fifth grade at the American International School of Brazzaville, aka AISB. Our podcast is about colonial life and why did the colonists settle in the 13 colonies. The following questions will be answered by Natsena. So, Natsena, why did the colonists settle in the 13 colonies?
Many come to the colonies for a better life, but others come against their will.
What were the living conditions like in Europe in the early 70s?
Living conditions in Europe during the 70s were miserable for many people. Some fled wars or food shortages in their homelands. To settle in the English colonies, they were drawn by the French of cheap land, economic opportunity, and religion freedom.
What type of work did early colonists do to make up a living?
The pilgrims made cabinets. The people who made cabinets were called cabinet makers. An apprentice is a helper that learns when he helps.
What was daily life like for most of the colonists' family?
Most colonists' families worked on farms and planted crops and hunted. Women did households such as cooking, gardening, sewing, cleaning, spinning, and wearing. Children did chores such as feeding chickens, milking cows, gathering eggs, and cleaning and studying. Children played with marbles, kites, and jump ropes.
Thank you for listening to our Colonial Life Podcast. Hope you learn about why colonists settled in the 13 colonies or what most colonies family do for a living. Hope you learned it. So you see you in our next podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the WAISB podcast. My name is Jose.
And mine is Haymon.
Today we are going to teach you about the Southern colonies and slavery in the colonies. Some of the questions we'll answer are:
how did the Southern colonies differ from other colonies? What are the names of the Southern colonies? What kind of work did people do in plantations? Which Native American group lived in South Carolina? How did the creek help all those? Why did slavery develop in Southern colonies? Why did slave codes allow Christians to be enslaved? What was being a slave? How did this? Now we're gonna answer the questions for you. Let's get this podcast started. How did Southern colonies differ from other central settlements? Colonies.
The Southern colonies differ from other colonies. The Southern colonies differ from other colonies because it was based on agriculture. They had few cities and limited school. The Southern colonies fertile farmland, which contributed of cash crop rise.
What are the names of the Southern colonies?
The names of the Southern colonies are Georgia, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
What kind of work did people do in plantations?
People in plantations grew cash crops like maize, tobacco, cotton, and cereals. They did more plantation and their economy is based on it.
Which Native American group lived in South Carolina?
The Native American group that lived in South Carolina was a Creek group called the Yamaqua.
How did the Creek help agriculture?
The Creek helped agriculture by giving them land and helping them with building their houses.
Why did slavery develop in Southern colonies?
Slavery developed in Southern colonies because they had lots of work who needed help, so they captured Africans as indentured servants. It was mostly because they were lazy and didn't want to do things.
Why did slave codes allow Christians to be enslaved?
The slave codes allowed Christians to be enslaved because Native Americans and Africans became Christians and there was a large amount of Christians.
What was being a slave like?
Being a slave was having a miserable life, being punished, and living with scaredness of being killed or being beaten up. You will get a punishment and then at the end, if you don't do what they say, you'll get killed.
How did slaves resist slavery?
The slaves resisted slavery by losing tools and stealing their work. They also ran away and lived with the Native Americans.
And thank you for watching our podcast. Hope you liked it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And welcome to our podcast. Our names are
Mignon
and Anais. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Middle Colonies. So, the questions we're going to be answering are, what are the names of the Middle Colonies?
What factors influenced the development of the Middle Colonies?
What generalization is made about the religion in New York and New Jersey?
How did Philadelphia's location benefit from its economy?
Why did many Scots-Irish people settle in the Middle Colony? So now that we've finished telling you the questions, let's answer them.
What are the names of the Middle Colonies?
The names of the Middle Colonies are New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware.
What factors influence the development of the Middle Colonies?
The major factors that influenced the development of the Middle Colonies was the product of major crops such as cotton.
What generalization is made about religion in New York and New Jersey?
Catholics and Protestants worshipped freely and had freedom to religion.
How did Philadelphia's location benefit from its economy?
Because it is so long and narrow, runs from north to south, Chile is able to experiment all types of climates and terrains.
Why did the Scots-Irish people settle in the Middle Colony?
Because some of the Scots-Irish have little or people that immigrate in the original 13 colonies.
So welcome to
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll see you next time. Bye.